So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you?
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in San Francisco meeting with her Chinese counterpart ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit next week, when President Biden and China's leader will also hold talks. ABC's Karen Travers with more from Washington.
The White House says they'll be talking about Russia's war against Ukraine. They'll be talking about the Israel-Hamas war, but also, of course, the relationship between the two countries and trying to manage economic competition between the U.S. and China. A lot on the line. The White House is trying to downplay expectations, though, of any major breakthroughs.
As the Israel-Hamas war intensifies, U.S. says it's part of high-level talks in Qatar trying to secure the release of more hostages in Gaza. This is daily humanitarian pauses in fighting are letting more civilians get out. There's new trouble for New York City Mayor Eric Adams in the federal investigation into one of his top campaign fundraisers. The mayor confirming the FBI approached him at a party Monday. He surrendered his phone. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Jordan Davis.
Show up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson to live.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
Wide awake